I'll let you press your favorite buzzer. All right, this is Max 6032. Hit that buzzer once more time for me. All right, now we can flip this page. I know you know your alphabet, so I just want you to tell me the letter you see.
A.
What? Oh, did I finish my sentence? Tell me the letter you see, what the picture is, and then another word that starts with that letter.
A, apple, and.
Perfect.
Huh? Hmm.
Whoop, don't skip a letter.
B, boy, balloon.
Here, I'll flip them so it's a little easier.
C, cookies, cat.
Mm-hmm.
D, duck, dog. E, elephant, egg.
Wow, you're quick at thinking
F,
new words.
F, fish, fin.
Yeah, could you say that one more time? I was talking over you.
F, fish, fin.
Thank you.
G, guitar, goat. H, house, hat.
All right, this is getting a little
annoying.
I know it's annoying, so please try not to play with it. I'll keep it out of your way here, so that way it won't be as noticeable, okay?
Ice igloo.
There.
What are you doing?
I know.
J, juice, jet. K, key, kite. L, leaf, lion. M, monkey, mat.
That's a good one.
N, nose, narwhal. O, orange octopus. P, plate, parrot. Q, quack, queen.
Oh, Q is hard, good job.
R, this is a crayon.
I know. Imagine that it's the
red.
Stumped on R.
Rocket.
Ooh, good one.
F, spider. Soup. I love soup. T, table. Top. U, umbrella up. V, vacuum van. W, watch wind. X, xylophone.
Whoa.
X-ray.
Good word.
Y, yogurt yak. Z, zebra. Zoo.
Nice job. Hit a buzzer for me.
You're doing great.
That's awesome. All right, tell me the number you see.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, you gotta wait for me.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Is that 16? That's why I told you to
20,
wait for me, silly.
20.
You ready?
25.
You picking up on the pattern.
30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
What do you think's next?
200, 300,
whoa.
400, 500, 1,000.
Can you tell me everything you see here and then the answer if you know it?
9 plus 7 equals 9 plus 9 is 18. 16.
Wow, way to think about that one.
19 minus 1 is 18.
Not sure about multiplication yet? That's okay, just tell
I
me.
I know 1 times 1, 2 times 2, 3 times 3, 4 times 4, 5 times 5.
Yeah, they'll all fall in there. So just tell me what you see on here. You don't have to tell me the answer.
6 times 3 equals.
Perfect. Same thing here.
21 multiplication.
Oh, that one's hard. 3 tough. That's division.
Equal.
Nice job. Easy peasy. Another one done. Press a button.
Great job.
All right.
What is Ooh.
Oh, did you peek ahead again? I forgot to tell you this one's coming up.
Playground.
So, oh my gosh, I have this upside down.
Yeah. But I can still read upside down.
Yeah, you can still tell what things are. But you gotta listen to me because this is a little different. I'm gonna tell you that this is a slide. It's whatever I say, okay? And now there's two of them.
Two slides.
Exactly, okay?
Sandwich.
So now I'm gonna tell you this is a snack. And now there's two.
That little, I wouldn't call that a sandwich.
Yeah, can you tell me what it is if there's two of a snack? If I'm calling it a snack, what are these?
Sandwiches?
If I have one snack, two.
Three?
Two. What would you call two of them?
Two snacks.
Beautiful, just like that.
Finn?
I'm gonna call this a mip.
What's a mip?
That's a made up word. So
two
what
mip.
Perfect. Yeah.
I would call that as a fin.
Mm-hmm. Just tell me what you think two
furry
of them
donut.
Are. So your furry donut is my yag. Can you say yag?
Yag.
All right.
Two
now.
Yags.
Perfect. Keep it up. This is a cup.
Cup. Two cups. I thought that's a mug.
I know. It looks like that, doesn't it?
I'll crumbled up trash.
Your bundled up trash is my skack.
Skack. Two skacks. Mm-hmm. Alien donut.
Your alien donut is my smide.
Smide. Two smides.
Uh-huh.
Boat.
I'll call it a ship.
Ship. Two ships.
This is a duck.
What? A duck?
A duck.
So two ducks.
Mm-hmm.
This purse?
Yep, but I'll call it a bag.
Two bags.
This is a
light. Two lights. I read your mind. Because
I saw you look at my eyes and know what I was about to say. All right, this is a brib.
Rib, two brib.
Ah. This is a kel.
Kel, two kels. But can you stop making made up words?
We're almost done with the made-up words, so just make it through a few more, okay? This is a foo.
Foo, two foos. Rock, two rocks. Crib, two cribs.
Good job. This one we'll call a pite.
Pite, two pites.
This?
Shoe, two shoes. Bell, two bells.
Ready, last one. This I'll call a yak.
Yak, two yaks.
Awesome job. Thank you for bearing with me with these made up words. I know that's silly. You're ready with that buzzer. Oh, I'm going to scoot this around your hand and we'll... Ah, he gave you little fireworks. That's awesome. All right.
But how does he know which, when do I finish him?
So you know
is
how
someone
you,
programming him?
You know how you talk to Siri and Siri sometimes knows what to say and sometimes doesn't? It's kind of like that. Jibo's just doing his best to respond to what you do, okay? So, why don't you look at this picture and tell me everything you see, okay? And what's going on in the picture?
A lion on a boat with a kid in a pond with lily pads and fish. And a dragonfly above their heads.
Mm-hmm.
With lilies.
What? Sorry.
Lilies and flowers.
Oh yeah, that's what I would call them too. Do they look like anything you would know or?
Flowers.
What kind? Oh, we're gonna stay on here just a little bit more. What kind of flowers? Any ideas?
Look like lily.
That's a good guess. So.
Lily. These are lilies.
Oh, those ones. Okay. Yeah. So how do you think they got in this situation? Like, what would you say had to happen for this to...
I don't understand what you mean.
If we had to use our imagination to make up a story, why would this boy be in the boat with a lion? How did that happen?
I don't know.
What would you have to do to get into a boat with a lion?
I don't know.
Would you never do that, or would you always do that if someone
I would never do it.
But why?
I don't know. The lion would eat me, probably.
That's a good point. So what, are there any reasons why the lion is not eating the boy right now? Any idea?
Because he's happy.
Oh, okay. So what?
I'd rather be on the side of the boat than in the boat right now.
Yeah, I would as well. I totally agree with that. So if the lion's happy and the boy's in the boat, where do you think they're going? Like, what would make the lion happy?
Somewhere he likes, like home?
Like home. That's a good idea. Okay, any other ideas about this picture that you think?
No.
Okay, you can go to the next one.
Guy pretending to be in a plane pilot in his room with a fish tank, and he's standing on his bed and the sky's like all air and his window's open.
That's a really good description because not a lot of people pick up on that. Why do you think the artist drew it like that? Like what's the point of having that all up there?
Because he wants to be a pilot.
Oh, so it's part of the imagination. Gotcha.
I kind of feel vibration.
You do? It might be from all the noise.
No, not true.
What else is silly about this picture? Like, what's different than you would expect?
Sky instead of ceiling.
Why? And you told me why they think that's there. Does this his room look like your room?
No, well, maybe this is just paint.
That's a good idea, too. What else about his room is like your room or not like your room?
Mostly not these or, like the ceiling, that's all.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, what?
And not the goldfish tank.
Oh, you don't have a goldfish. What about here is different in your room? What do you have instead?
I have, like, nothing under my bed. By the way, when we stayed in our house when we came here, I found hunks of wood and a piece of paper under the beds.
Weird. What a weird set of things to be under the bed. Did you do anything with those?
Wait, I took them out.
That's smart.
And I put them all over the house.
That's maybe not so smart. So what is he wearing?
Pilot clothes.
Okay. Do you have any clothes like that you could use to pretend to be a pilot?
No.
No? So, do you dress up as anything, though? Do you have dress-up clothes?
Not much, I think.
Not much?
Thing.
Okay. Last thing, anything else you haven't told me about yet?
But, besides a bunch of pillows piled up,
I only have... Do you even have that many pillows in your room piled up?
I only have 3 pillows.
Anything else? Whoops. Your elbow okay?
Yep. Beside the pillow on the floor, no. This guy's a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
With a bunch, I see a girl holding a light bulb and a piece of paper, two rats crawling around, an elephant on the window, they're studying beehives, and a bunch of papers of science around, and a plant, and a microscope and tubes and stuff.
That's awesome. Do you recognize any of these things up here?
Microscope, using? Pencil, light bulb, books, drawers.
So what do you think is happening in this situation? Like, why is the octopus there?
Wait.
Oh, what did you call it?
I thought that was an elephant. That was an octopus. Oh.
I could see how that would be the, I'm sorry for correcting you, but no, at first it looks like an elephant. So why do you think it would be there?
I don't know, maybe she caught it and she's trying to study.
She caught it? Oh my gosh. So she's trying to study it while he's doing what?
Doodling.
What a smart octopus.
Well, I doodle a lot too.
Mm. And so what do you think oh, please don't touch Kiba. Thank
why?
You.
Why?
It's the same thing as anything else expensive. We don't want to have people touch it when they're not supposed to so that it doesn't get broken. So what do you think the rats are doing here?
Crawling around trying to do something weird.
Do you think she cares if they're there or do you think she minds?
She minds. Probably the rats are trying to get to the plant to eat it.
That makes sense. If you had to do science, would you do science like her or would you do something different?
Something different.
Like what?
I'm gonna be like a scientist that's gonna be study like everything, not just like.
Oh, you're interested in well, I see why you come to COSI so often then. You wanna learn about everything. That's awesome. Anything else you can see in this picture?
No.
Okay.
Well, at least the octopus has eyes. Seriously, a girl pulling a giant radish out of the ground with carrots and snails. Wandering around, the snails are trying to eat the cabbage and radishes, and the girl has a shovel behind them.
Yeah, that's a good description. It is pretty silly. So, where is she? Like, what is this place?
A farm?
Uh-huh. Have you ever been on a farm before?
Yes.
Did it look like this farm?
No.
What was different about it?
Wait, never mind. I didn't go.
Huh?
Never mind, I didn't go to a farm.
You just kind of don't want to talk about it?
I think I went to a farm, I'm not sure.
Oh, gotcha. Kind of hard to remember. So what is she wearing?
Like a farmer's ragged clothes.
So who do you think she is?
A farmer.
Mm-hmm. So you think she owns the farm, or what do you think's going on?
She's helping.
Oh, she's helping out. Okay.
And how can she pull a giant radish out of the ground?
You got to be pretty strong to do that, or how big that is. That's true. So what did she use to do that?
A shovel.
Oh, that one there. That makes sense. Any other ideas about what's going
no.
on here?
No. Besides clouds and vines to get out of the ground.
Good description.
The ground must be moist because...
That's a really
but
good
how
observation.
But how can Debo, like, do some good stuff when I press a buzzer?
Oh, well, the same way that Siri can respond to sound, but also visuals with our robot, it responds to things that goes on around them. So now that we're done, we're going to see what happens.
Nothing.
Maybe it likes other buzzers better. I don't know.
You're doing an awesome job.
All right, so.
No fair.
For our next one, do you know how to read yet?
Yeah.
Can you do your best to read this for me?
All of it?
Yep, just do your best.
Kim and Uncle Mo were going to the water park. They rode the bus downtown. After they hopped off the bus, they were lost. Kim tried to stay calm. He could see the river in front of them. And he could see the science center, Kulsai, on the other side of the river. He closed his eyes and thought, last year my class went to Kulsai. I could see the water park on the right when the school bus left Kulsai and drove on the Rich Street Bridge. Now I'm across from Kulsai on Rich Street. Turn left, Kim told Uncle Mo. Are you sure? Said Uncle Mo. Kim nodded his head. Kim felt like they walked for a week, but soon they could hear kids yelling. Kim could smell the water. He started to run. He saw the water spray. You could not wait to get wet. He ran. He threw his towel off the grass and took off his hat and his shirt. Wait, yelled Uncle Mo. You forgot to take off your shoes. Kim heard Uncle, but he couldn't stop. He didn't even care if his shoes got wet. He thought, my shoes can get a bath. Kim ran into the water park. He splashed the low water. He ran the high water. The water was coming up strong. Kim ran around the mist maker. It felt like rain on his head. He ran around the whole park. He tried to not bump into the little kids. His shoes squished and he laughed. He was proud.
Awesome. Just one more, then we'll be done with this task.
Saturday is the best day of the week. All week long, I dream about Saturday. I work hard at school, but sometimes I even think Saturday when I'm doing schoolwork. My teacher seems to know what I'm thinking because she tells me, get back to work. On Saturdays, Papa comes really early, even before the sun gets up. I get up really early and make our lunch before Papa arrives. I like to make peanut butter sandwiches and bring along hot Cheetos. Sometimes I pack some vegetables too because Papa says we need to eat greens because they're good for us. Papa says I'm the best cook ever. We grab our poles and we head out of the door. We walk and walk until they reach the river. Saturday is our day for fishing. We have a special spot that we go to each week. Papa says it is a secret. That's why we need to leave early in the morning so no one sees our spot. I laugh because I know people can see us when the sun comes up. The fish aren't biting. We have to move to a You can stop, Papa says. The fish are smart. That's why they swim in schools. Papa is so funny. Some days we catch lots of fish and come home and cook our fish for our whole family. Sometimes we don't catch any fish, but I don't care. I just really like to spend time with Papa.
You're an awesome reader. I'll give you a choice. If you want, you can either read this one or do a few more pictures at the end. What do you want?
Do a few more pictures at
Perfect.
The end.
Thank you for doing all that reading. Hit a buzzer.
Huh? Great job.
Oh no, did our battery finally die in this one? Oh, there we go. All right. For these, I want you to tell me what he's doing and then step by step how you would do it.
Brushing his teeth. First, I just wake up. I put toothpaste on my toothbrush. Wait, if the brusher is dry, rinse it, put toothpaste on, brush it.
Awesome.
Washing my hands. Put soap on, turn on the sink, wash my hands, turn it off.
How do you wash your hands, though? Do you just stick them under the water? That's it?
Yeah.
Nothing else on them? What keeps you clean?
Soap. Just soap and water. I just stick them.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Tying my shoes.
Do you know how to do that yet?
No, but I have easy shoes that I can slip on easily.
Okay.
Pouring cereal. I don't pour a cereal for myself.
You don't? How do you make breakfast then? Is there anything, what order do you do things?
I don't make breakfast.
Okay. What do you like to eat and how do you eat it for breakfast?
I eat like rice with like meat and peas in it that is super good.
Mm-hmm.
It's fried rice.
And what do you eat, how do you eat it? Like what utensils?
With spoons and forks, that's all.
Awesome.
Putting on my clothes. I usually do it in like messy order.
Mm-hmm.
Shirt, pants, belt, socks. Also like all mixed up. Also pants, shirt, belt, socks.
Just depends on the day.
No. Making cupcakes?
You don't have to tell, do you know how to make them? How do you make them?
I only choose which frosting thing to put on.
So what kind of frosting and how do you decorate it?
We didn't decorate it. We just like use this cool shape thing. You can shape frosting.
Oh, okay.
Painting? I don't usually paint ever.
Okay. Do you draw?
Yes, I draw like 100%.
What kind of things do you draw?
Like sucking ghosts. I'm working on a really big project called Hunting. It's where you hunt down monsters and you get money and points for them.
Whoa, that's intense.
Putting on my seatbelt. I have a booster, so I just click the strap on. That's all.
Oh, perfect. So why do you put a seatbelt on?
So I don't get into car accidents and die. I have no idea what she's doing.
No guesses?
Dental flossing?
Maybe, yeah. So she's doing something with the bear. Do you have any stuffed animals?
Yes.
What do you play with them?
I usually just use them as a stuffy at night.
Use what?
Them as a stuffy at night.
Oh, that's cute. That's fun. Right,
I never dress up.
Not even for Halloween?
Yeah, I dress up for Halloween, but I never dress up in like ever. Just Halloween.
What did you wear for Halloween this year?
Mandalorian.
Oh, that's awesome. So what, can you tell me what this person's dressed up as? Like
as a crazy maniac.
What are they wearing?
Witch hat, sunglasses, a magic wand, like typhoon scarf,
uh-huh.
And dress.
Awesome, thank you. What are they doing?
Playing.
So?
Sliding down the slide.
Mm-hmm. Is that your favorite thing to do at the playground, or do you have something else that's your favorite?
Something else that's my favorite.
What is it?
Monkey bars.
Oh, how good are you at the monkey bars? That's hard.
Good.
Good.
I never play soccer.
What, do you play any sports?
No, but the sports I do at school are track, swimming, and flag football.
Awesome. Can you tell me the rules of the game for football?
Flag football?
Mm-hmm.
I don't do real football. It's flag football. Someone runs with a football, and the other team tries to pull their flag off when they have it.
Yeah.
And some people block, and some people take the other people's flags off, and they're out.
Which, do you do all of the positions, or do you have one that you do the most often?
So everyone has a job.
Yeah.
Some two or three block, and all the other ones, I think, wait.
So
most of them block, and just like three or two pull the flags off.
Do you have every job, or do you only do one job?
We only do one job.
Which one do you do?
When I did it, I was the blocker.
Oh, awesome.
That's no, actually, I pulled someone's flag off. One team didn't run, so I just pulled both of their flags off.
Good job. That must be tough. What are they doing here?
Blocks.
Mm-hmm. Do you have blocks or Legos that you play with?
Yes, blocks and Legos.
What do you like to build with them, or what do you like to play with them?
I'm working on a giant zombie battlefield. So
what?
So I make a lot of war vehicles.
Yeah, so they can be transported. Who's winning the battle right now?
Mostly the people, and there's also droids trying to kill humans too.
Oh my gosh, I bet that's, how much space does that take up? That sounds...
A whole table.
That's awesome, glad you can have that set
but
up.
But the place is actually full of junk.
Oh.
So that's why my mom calls it a junkyard.
What are they
swings.
Doing? Do you like the swings too, or
no?
Not really?
No.
Have you ever helped push someone on a swing?
Yes. Come on, move. Sharing?
Mm-hmm. What do you share?
I let my brother come in my room, but he mainly just messes things up and makes them blow up.
Well, that's nice of you to let him come in your room sometime. I'm sure he appreciates it.
Because he's a crazy maniac. Time out.
Mm-hmm. Have you been in timeouts before?
Yes, also my brother Moore.
Mm-hmm. What are you getting timeouts for?
Just sometimes at school they get timeouts for like stuff that are super little.
Mm-hmm. Does that happen a lot anymore or not as much?
Not as much.
That's
my highest warning is 2. It goes up maximum to 3.
Gotcha. All right. We're done with that one. Hit a buzzer for me. All right.
You're doing great.
Why doesn't he do the thumbs up or the fireworks ever again?
I feel like it just depends on what you're doing. I feel like it can't be the same thing every time, right?
But it keeps doing great.
Oh my
blah,
gosh,
blah,
I heard
blah.
You. Did you see that?
Wait, what?
No. Okay, never mind.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to do some of these pictures.
Flies?
No. Yeah, tell me what you see on here and why it's silly.
Flying vegetables and a kid in space connected to a rocket and saucers flying everywhere.
So what's different than you would expect it to be?
She having a book of gardening and there's a bunch of tomatoes and fruits in space helmets.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Lassif noof athnif noof.
What? What did you just say?
I can speak ancient language.
Oh my goodness.
King frog in a cup.
Why is that something you wouldn't expect to see?
Because king frogs are not real.
Have you seen a king frog before?
No.
That's surprising too.
Someone making a giant jumbo olive sandwich and making it for a giraffe.
So what's unexpected about that?
Eating giraffe a giant piece of lettuce. I know. King doggy? Or Prince Doggy with a bunch of candy and jewels.
Mm. What's different about that? Like what's
Doggy right? Prince.
Why isn't that normal?
I don't know. Why do you keep doing the same things over
Remember
again?
Remember how each task we do the same thing for every picture? That's why I'm asking you the same questions. Oh, please don't open that for me. All right, what's going on here?
A bear selling bananas and potatoes.
Would you buy bananas and potatoes from a bear? Why is that out of the ordinary?
I don't know, but why do I talk and Debo doesn't respond?
So, when you're focused on a task, they're not going to do anything because we want you to be able to focus on the task, but then we can talk when we get right to the end, okay? So, can you tell me a little bit about why this is weird?
There's a girl buying potatoes. A piggy in a bathtub.
That's my favorite picture. I like that picture.
I also like King Frog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, King Frog. Oh, please don't open that for me, okay? So why wouldn't you expect to see this when you go home?
Because it's like weird, because I think I actually kind of expecting a pig to be in a bath because they're quite muddy.
That does make sense, just maybe not in your house. Okay.
That is not weird.
Yeah, that's just a regular picture, huh?
A girl was going to school.
Gotcha.
A girl brushing her teeth with a tiger.
So, what all is going on here that's different than you would think or expect?
A girl brushing teeth with a tiger, because then the tiger would probably kill her.
Oh, okay. Last one.
Girl in sunshine eating ice cream.
That's pretty normal. What do you think about that picture?
Normal.
All right. Guess what? You made it through my entire binder. That's incredible. Thank you so much for telling me everything in your brain and talking as much as you did. That was really helpful.